Good afternoon. If you're joining us off net, we're the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Today is March 28, 2013. The current time is 9:39. It is 5:39 is what I was looking at. Mr. Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Osterman. Representative Herron.
Here.
Representative Olson. Representative Josephson.
Here.
Representative Stoltz. Representative Kawasaki. Vice Chair Hawker.
Present.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Bishop. Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Olson. Senator Dunleavy. Chair Fairclough.
Here. We do have a quorum to conduct business. First on the agenda is approval of the minutes. If I could point your attention to the meeting minutes from March 11, 2013. Representative Hawker.
Madam Chair, I move the committee approve the minutes of the March 11, 2013 LB&A committee as presented.
Are there any amendments or objections from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, the March 11th, 2013 meeting minutes are approved. Thank you, Representative Hawker. Next on the agenda, we will move into executive sessions for the purpose of discussing confidential audit reports. Representative Hawker.
Madam Chair, I move the committee under Uniform Rule 22 go into executive session for the purposes of discussing confidential audit reports under AS 24.20.301.
That will take a brief at ease while we clear the room. It is 5:55. Still in the room, Representative Josephson, Representative Herron, Representative Hawker, Senator Giesel, Senator Meyer, and myself, Senator Fairclough. Representative Hawker.
Madam Chair, I move the following audit report be released to the public. That would be the State of Alaska single audit for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2012.
Thank you. Are there any objections from committee members? Hearing no objection, that motion is approved. We did have a bit of a conversation that I wanted to make sure was on the record. It is my intention that sometime later in the summer, early fall, that we would gather back together, work with Ms. Curtis and her staff to take the higher level recommendations and call each department back in front of us to see how they're proceeding and implementing the recommendations that have been noted in this audit. Representative Hawker, any other thoughts on the audit?
No, ma'am, other than on the record, I would like to commend our auditors for a really, it's a great job, it's a tough job, and on behalf of the committee, if I might, ma'am, really appreciate the effort that you all put into this and very much endorse your, Madam Chair, bringing agencies where we have identified deficiencies. Our auditors worked long and hard to identify those, and it can be a very productive use of our time as a committee to follow up on those. I very much appreciate you following up there.
I think that would be ditto for all committee members. Thank you, Representative Hawker.
Thank you, ma'am.
With that, we do have another item on our agenda. Representative Hughes, could you join us at the table? Representative Hughes has requested an audit. In your meeting packets, you have that letter. I don't see a date on the letter. But we have a request, and Representative Hughes, if you could explain your request to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I know that I understand you may have a tight time frame, so Madam Chair, I can provide an overview of the ARDR program. That is what the request for an audit is all about. Or if everyone understands that program, I could just talk about the request itself. So what is your preference?
What's the request of the committee? I know that we have some people who need to go. Would you like a description of the ARDR program, or can we talk about the issue that is actually bringing you to the committee? So that looks like what the committee would like. Representative Hughes, is what is it that you see as deficient, and what should we consider?
Thank you, Madam Chair. When I was asked to carry the bill for the reauthorization, and I got general feedback from members as a new legislator during the interim, that it was a good program, generally good. And then as I delved into it, I had some concerns because I could see that there were some lower performing ARDRs, and I was concerned about the role of the state and the support and assistance it provided. And reading through the statutes and looking at what was going on, looking at their report, I actually came to the vice chair, Representative Hawker, and when I learned that the program, which began 25 years ago in 1988, it had never been audited. It is this year, the fiscal note is in the range of $800,000, so doing the math, it's millions over the years. And the letter does have a list of the requests, and I could go through all of those, but you have those in the letter, and again, I'm happy to save time by not going through those. There are two additional things that were discussed on the floor of the House, which I might mention for those Senate members here. It did pass unanimously yesterday, but we did have a very healthy discussion. And we did, in the authorization, knowing that this audit request was coming before you, rather than doing the standard five-year reauthorization, we did a three-year, thought about a two-year, but we thought we'd give it, at the Labor and Commerce Chair preferred giving it a cushion of a year, so it's the reauthorization right now is for 3 years. And then working with the Finance Committee, we added what I feel is a good feature, requiring reporting by the department to report back on the activities, statewide economic and regional economic strategies and projects taking place. So that will add to the accountability, but I feel like the audit is also important. In the discussions in House Finance and on the House floor, two additional things that are listed that are being requested. Number one is a look at the salaries of the directors of the ARDRs and the staff salaries. Secondly was a request to look very closely at the department's role and that they be proactive in their assistance to ARDRs in finding additional program dollars as well as advancing projects. So those two are the two additional ones that aren't listed in the letter, and I'm happy to provide those in writing.
First, I'd like to have Ms. Curtis come to, we usually need it in writing, first off, because we need to make sure that it's an audible function that you're requesting, and certainly understanding the salaries and the staff, that's certainly audible. I just want to make sure that we're capturing appropriately something that is audible. Ms. Curtis, can you?
To the chair. In the past, we, the committee members, have added to an audit request as it's being discussed. So making notes and having it on the record and in the minutes, that would be enough for us to incorporate that into the request when we go to do the audit.
Thank you. Are there questions from committee members of the request to LBNA?
Just briefly.
Representative Josephson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I want to thank Representative Hughes. My view is that if the programs work, we'll hear about it, and if they're not very effective, we'll hear about that. And so I think this is wise. I don't know a couple things. I assume that the auditor will let us know the extent to which a director's salary comes from some other source and therefore is sort of beyond our purview. But secondly, I'm just curious, and I assume Representative Hawker may be the best source for this, why ARDRs have never, they require a special request for an audit. Is that why one hasn't occurred, whereas the audit we've just released is just a statutory function and routine? Is that why there's never been an audit?
Ms. Curtis, would you like to explain?
Sure.
Representative Josephson, through the chair. Some audits are required by statute. We call those sunset audits. They're specifically in the law as having a termination date, and they are referenced in our sunset statutes, so we have to look at them as part of the sunset process. There are other agencies that also are subject to termination in the law, but are not part of our sunset function. And that's been set up when it was created and through the wisdom of the legislators. So this particular agency does not have a sunset provision. and has to be extended, but it does not have an audit requirement.
Could I follow up?
Certainly. I was going to let Representative Hawker weigh in, too, if
sure.
you want to add a little bit more to the...
Madam Chair, this is why we hire a state auditor.
Thank you.
do you find, Ms. Curtis, that this is a little capricious? That is, that maybe a previous legislator legislature was busy, they didn't sort of check the box that asked for the audit. Is there any reasoning behind some requiring them and some not?
Representative Josephson, through the chair, I never question what the legislature did.
wise woman.
You never
Representative Hawker.
Absolutely not.
After putting that out to the state auditor, frankly, then we heard the question. The question was not a question for the state auditor. It was a question of policy for the legislators. And I would offer my personal perspective, and that is just these are policy calls made by the legislature, you know, over time. Some agencies in particular, there is a desire to see that sunset, things we want to see back before us on a recurring basis that have normally items that are more of a, well, there's a whole statute on particularly these agencies subject to sunset audits, because there are places where we hold custodial funds for people that we are regulating. And so we want the assurance that the Department of Commerce and our sort of our custodial responsibilities are being met, and then that these boards, which are then another level of regulation over a profession and industry, are operating in accordance with state statutes effectively, efficiently, and have appropriate levels of funding. We're here, we're talking about an internal state agency that is just part of our recurring budget process. On a normal case, those do not fall into the statutory requirement for full sunset audits.
Thank you.
Representative Herron.
Just to add to the record is that in the EDT committee, you know, there was conversation that started out quietly that because we had all the auditors in front of the committee, but truly it's been a concern of mine for quite a while that there are auditors that are underperforming, and maybe there needs to be consolidation. This was debate on the floor. And that, but clearly there are auditors that are outstanding role models, and it's just rebalancing.
If I could have the support of the committee, we have a member that is late for an appointment. What I would like to know is first from the auditor whether we can accommodate this in the existing schedule that we have. For as long as I've been chair, I think we've only have one other audit that has been requested. So, Ms. Curtis, can we accomplish this prior to next legislative session so that we have a tool to work with next year?
Senator Fairclough, we will not be able to accomplish this before the next legislative session. However, we can accomplish it, I believe, before it comes up for sunset again within the three-year period.
Okay. So I just wanted to make sure the expectation for the committee is appropriate, that we won't have that just because of this particular document that we just released is where most of the our auditors' investment of time will be in the short term. Is there objection to accepting this audit?
Probably should put a motion on
that. Probably I'm not following my script, and I know that I have someone who needs
well,
to go.
Well, Madam Chair, I was just going to say I think it's a great idea. This program has been around a while, and I've always kind of questioned how it worked, and so I think an audit is timely. Thank you for bringing this.
Thank you. Representative Hawker.
So, Madam Chair, I move the committee approve Representative Hughes' request for an audit of the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development Regional Economic Assistance Program.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, that motion passes. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, I would just note that we have maintained a quorum and the meeting is now adjourned at 6:09.
Thank you very much.